Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An atmospheric river hitting the northwest. It's brought torrential rain and strong winds, knocking out power to 350,000 homes and businesses. Gunmen opening fire on vehicles carrying Shiite Muslims in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 38 people in one of the region's deadliest attacks in recent years. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the bombings in Gaza. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger is doing a 10-year prison sentence for killing a man in his own apartment. Now she has been slapped with a civil judgment. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas.
No one believes that Amber Geiger will ever be able to pay $98 million to the family of both Hamjan. But if she were to write a book or option the rights to a movie about the day she accidentally walked into Jean's apartment and shot him, she wouldn't be able to collect a dime.
Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell again last week, remaining near a 7-month low. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. New job numbers show unemployment in La Crosse continues to fall. The metro area's unemployment rate is 2.1%, down from 2.3% a year ago. The city of La Crosse is down to 2.3% from 2.7% a year ago. La Crosse County's figure is also at 2.1%, among the lowest in the state, with neighboring Monroe and Vernon counties at 2.2% and Trumbull County at 2.3%. All of those are well below the state's 2.9% unemployment rate. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff today. With more on why that is, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
On the third anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, flags across Wisconsin will fly at half staff. The observance today honors the six people who lost their lives when Daryl Brooks Jr. drove through the parade in 2021. There's a dedication ceremony for a new parade memorial in Waukesha's Greedy Park. It features a symbolic six-sided heart sculpture. Governor Evers, in the flag-lowering order, praised the community's strength.
The memorial was created after more than 2 years of fundraising efforts. This week is Wisconsin Winter Weather Awareness Week. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says the temperatures are about to take a dip.
Yeah, winter is a season that everyone needs to prepare for, even if you're hardy and have experienced many cold winters. As always, weather's not convenient.
Reminding us that we may be forced to drive out in a snowstorm and we could get stranded out on the road.
After snow events, it's cold. I mean, that's just a given how the weather systems work, dragging the cold air on the heels of the storms.
And this is exactly why you'll want an emergency kit with a shovel, sand, or cat litter. And go toss a heavy blanket, extra gloves, hat, and water in the trunk right now. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can find out more information at the National Weather Service La Crosse website, weather.gov/ARX. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on four of their last five games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division One, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. He does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot, but he's a guy that flies around the field.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy today. Our high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40 at times. Tonight, cloudy. The wind will die down after midnight, low in the mid-30s tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss Trump finally facing justice in 2029. And does the separation of church and state apply to Oklahoma? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. Eagle 1490 AM.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. Times of trouble, we never could have come this far. Mm-hmm. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's time to put up or shut up. You know, the election's over. Donald Trump and the Republicans have made a lot of promises to people about how they were going to change things for working class voters. Guess what? I'm a working class voter. You know, I'm one of those people that kind of made up the firewall for Donald Trump. A guy with a high school diploma and who has no further, you know, education outside of a high school diploma that I received 52 years ago. And so, you know, for those people who, Donald Trump, I'm one of those people who voted and supported Donald Trump. I'm from that group. And so now it's time for them to put up. They made a bunch of promises that they're not going to be able to keep to working class people. You know, they're going to dismantle government. Working class voters bet big on Trump. How's he going to pay him back? You know, the emotion and excitement and exhilaration, that's behind you now. That's behind us now. You got your man in. Now it's time to start looking and seeing what is he going to do for rural America to change the reality that they're faced with on a daily basis. You should be asking those questions. It's no longer Kamala Harris and the fact that you don't like things about her. You now are faced with the reality that you've elected some people who say they're going to fix what ails you. Now it's time to ask them how they're going to do it. Well, actually, you should ask that before you elected them. how long will you sit back and accept the fact that you're not included in what their plans are? And then what will you do? You know, when you find out that you've been had, you've been took, you've been bamboozled, because that's what's happened to you. The working class basically were in revolt. You know, Donald Trump was able to sell a bill of goods to people without college degrees. He won clear majorities among families with annual incomes of less than $100,000 and made major inroads to minority communities and skew working class. These voters are furious after 4 years of soaring inflation and falling incomes, which have only started to rise in the past few months. They want Trump to revolutionize the economy, creating the opportunities they've lacked for so long. Now Trump has to deliver. Midwestern and Rust Belt voters want him to usher in a new era of manufacturing. Hey, it ain't going to happen. He doesn't have the capacity or the ability to usher in major new manufacturing in rural areas or in urban areas. This is not going to happen. Rural voters want him to reverse the long decline of their communities. How? How is he going to do that? 855-752-4842. He never told you how he was going to do it in the first place, as he works to dismantle government. You know, I keep saying, you know, for the people who were angry about their situations and somehow to think that their situations are going to change because Republicans are in control, I'm sorry. They sold you a false bill of goods. They don't have the capabilities to change those things. You know, and because it was never just the Democrats themselves who put you in that situation. It never was. But you bought the false bill of goods, and now, you know, you dance to the music. Now you got to pay to the piper. Even the traditionally blue states like New Jersey and Illinois and big cities like New York and Chicago, working class voters who back Trump in unprecedented numbers expect him to create an economy with bigger wages and better jobs. Can't do it. That's not how it works. It's a global economy. That's what he didn't tell you. They lied to you. They can't snap a finger and recreate the 70s. They can't do it. So when you wake up and find out, who are you going to be angry at? Won't be able to blame Joe Biden and the Democrats. I wonder if you'll be fair. I mean, or are you going to make excuses and say, well, the Democrats won't let them do what needs to be done? This is big boy talk, right? You should put on your big boy pants, because that's the conversation we're having right now. I'm hearing people say, well, you know, we have to understand the people who voted for Donald Trump and why they did that. And they shouldn't be held accountable for the choices they made. You have to understand. And I'm like, I don't buy that. You know, I don't buy that you have to understand why they voted for somebody who lied to them nonstop. And because of this, of the decision that was made, the pain is going to be shared through all of us. Not the wealthy, but to the average Joes like myself. We're the ones that are going to feel the pain. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. You know, your great, 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 great start of the show. You know, he had 4 years to do it before. He didn't create a great economy. Obama left him a great economy. And I would love to ask his followers, what part of a great economy did he create? You know, he was born into money. Elon Musk was born into money. If those guys didn't have money, we probably would never know who a Donald Trump was, Elon Musk, Ramaswamy. You know, the price of eggs. People are complaining about the price of eggs. Well, it's because of the bird flu. So I wonder what can they do to get rid of the bird flu so people can stop complaining about the price of eggs. I would love to see that. You know, you have his people that say, you know, well, get rid of Obamacare, but keep the ACA. And they're two of this, they're the same thing. You know, they're Ramaswamy and Musk are talking about cutting the SNAP program. Do people understand that that means them as well too? You have Hispanics that are saying, well, he's not going to get rid of the good illegal quote immigrants. It's only the bad immigrants. Well, I would love to see how they're going to do that. I don't understand how people vote against their own best interest. Like I said, he had 4 years to do all of this stuff before. He didn't bring back manufacturing here. Biden and Harris did. The CHIPS program. He talked about creating a great health care. He had 4 years to do that. It was every 2 weeks. He talked about infrastructure. He's supposed to be the building king. He couldn't. He had control for at least 2 years. The wall that he claimed he was going to build. That wall was never built. Mexico was never going to pay for it. Democrats didn't stop that.
Hey, Charles, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. You know, the people are going to find out the hard way. Here's a man totally dismantling government. How in the world is he going to be able to do anything to support you if there's no government to support you? I mean, it's just nonsensical. And so people didn't give it enough thought. And they voted from emotion, raw emotion. Donald Trump is not going to make things better for you. I'm telling you right now, can't happen. That's not how our government works. That's not how it ever worked. And surely by dismantling it, it's not going to make it more likely that it can help you or that he can help you. He's not a god. We're going to continue this dialogue and this conversation, and it can only happen through you on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts next.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's time to put up or shut up. And so that's where we are. Donald Trump is going to inherit the position as of the President of the United States and all of those lies and promises that he made, that he never had any plans on delivering. And when the people wake up, it's going to be too late. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, Trump fools you once, shame on him. Trump fools you twice, shame on you.
You know, Cindy, how is he going to, the things that he promised to people? He's bringing back manufacturing. He's bringing back this. He's bringing back that. You know, I'm reading everything that I'm reading. Musk and Divaswamy, whatever his name is, their plans are to dismantle government. You know, Project 2025 is real. And even though Trump lied and said he didn't know, they're getting ready to implement that. And so there's nothing to benefit the average Joe in Project 2025. So it's predictable what's going to happen. You know, and so, but again, there are people who say you have to understand why the people voted the way they voted. And you should have compassion and sympathy for them. And I'm like, they put everybody in that box. For the people who didn't vote for Trump, the people who did vote for him took all of us, you know, down the hill, sent all of us tumbling down the hill along with them. So it's hard to say I forgive you because this did not have to happen. Cindy, you say what?
Well, you're right, and the caller previous to going to the break was right. I mean, the man had 4 years to do something last time. He did nothing. And if anybody thinks with him having the trifecta, or actually even more than a trifecta, because it's him, it's the Congress, it's the House, and it's the SCOTUS, it is going to be so ugly. People just don't understand what is going to happen here. They don't understand, and they were looking, like you said, at their emotions. They weren't looking at what's going to happen down a year from now, 2 years from now, and 4 years from now. We are going to be in this crap so deep, it's going to take a backhoe to dig us out of it for the next 20 years.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Jim from Brookfield. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Earl. I just want to say one possible reason why people did vote the way they did, or one reason why they did, was Trump and his team, they effectively used that old Ronald Reagan term, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, that's like asking, do you want more money? Do you want a better job? Well, of course. Most people are going to say yes, or no, I'm not better off than it was 4 years ago. But if people had really looked back as to what it was under Trump, you know, how he took a good economy that he got from Barack Obama, ran it into the ground because he bungled the pandemic, you know, the racial, the unrest, you know, in the streets due to the George Floyd incidents and whatnot. I mean, we had chaos and an economy that was tanking. So how can anybody say, you know, no, they weren't better off under Biden, who pulled us out under that? And the second thing, Earl, I just want to say, I heard you on Dom Selvia's show yesterday. That was very touching when you mentioned both your father and grandfather, you know, what they went through, you know, during the civil rights. And yes, we are going backwards now, and we will go backwards. And I find it very ironic. You know, I live in an area that there are, you know, both people on both sides of the political aisle, but there's a neighbor up the road who's got all the Trump yard signs and whatnot. But he also has a sign that says, I miss the America I grew up in. Well, guess what? So do I. I miss an America, you know, that I grew up in where a losing presidential candidate graciously stood before the cameras and conceded and called their opponent. And we had, you know, peaceful transition of power, fair and free elections. And I miss, you know, an America I grew up in where we didn't have a president of the United States who was openly, you know, racist and sexist. And, you know, I feel like stopping in and talking to the guy and saying, yeah, I miss the America I grew up in as well. Because I'll tell you, we're in for a world of hurt. And as the previous caller just said, you know, in 4 years, people are going to have major, and it'll be less than 4 years, but they're going to have major buyer's remorse.
You know, Jim, very well said, man. Thank you very much for those kind words. And I will say to you, I don't get any consolation from pointing out what's coming. If you think it was bad under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, just wait. You know, just wait a little while and you'll be begging for it to get back to where it was. Because you've got a man who clearly doesn't know what the hell he's doing. There's nothing in Donald Trump's DNA that says he should have ever been president. He's not a very bright man. Everybody knows that. Well, you know, I don't like him. He's not a guy that I would sit down and have a beer with. No, but he's the kind of guy you wanted to be the president of the United States, a guy who you wouldn't even have a beer with. And that guy's not going to change things for the better for you. That's a guarantee. Not going to get better. It's going to get progressively worse. Daily. And you'll be crying out about the mistake that you made. But all of us have to pay for that mistake. We're going to continue the conversation. 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. La Crosse County is doing its mandated audit of voting machines this week. Both state and federal law require that counties check its voting equipment after every general election. The Wisconsin Election Commission randomly chose Town of Campbell Wards 1 through 5 and City of La Crosse Wards 16, 23, and 24 for the audit. In 2022, La Crosse County had a perfect score in its audit. The review of voting machines will take place tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the City Council chambers at La Crosse's City Hall. A pair of familiar faces will lead the Onalaska School District until it finds a new superintendent. Former Superintendent Fran Finko and former Director of Instruction Roger Fruit will serve in an interim role until the district hires a new leader. Both men had retired in 2019. Finko led the district from 2011 to 2019, spending 27 years with Onalaska. Fruit served in multiple administrative roles in his 20 years with the district. The vacancy was created when Todd Antony abruptly resigned 3 weeks ago. Wisconsin has a $4.6 billion budget surplus, and lawmakers are at odds over how to use it. One industry that is in need of support is childcare. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Experts say making childcare more affordable would make a huge impact for families. Dale Knapp, director of research for Forward Analytics, says childcare is one of the unique sectors that could really use more government intervention.
The challenge with childcare is you think about who that market is. The market is young families who are just beginning on their career, that who don't have a lot of money, and yet it costs a lot. For two kids, it can be up to 30-35% of income.
He says lightening that childcare burden would impact everybody, whether they have kids or not. The new legislature gets sworn in January 6th.
In addition to the calls for more child care funding, the state's Department of Public Instruction is seeking over $3 billion in additional funding for public education, while the UW system is asking for nearly $1 billion. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has four more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy today. Our high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40 at times. Tonight, cloudy. The wind will die down after midnight, low in the mid-30s tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm still gone, speaking at a convention, so you're going to have special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Down. There's a lot of us
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And yes, quickly, I'm going to read this paragraph and then we'll go right to the phone lines. Progressives have suddenly found themselves lost in a political wilderness, caught in a self-inflicted trap of anger and fear. From the sound of their fury, they could be there for a long time. Thoughts and prayers go out to you. With Democrats now irrelevant, the second Trump administration has 4 years to take a wrecking ball to the Washington establishment, including deep cuts to federal spending and an overhaul of the bloated bureaucracy. To understand why the wrecking ball is needed, look at the annual budget deficits that have come under Joe Biden and the Democrats. $1.8 trillion in fiscal year 2024. On and on and on. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Girl, where was that piece from? That sounded like a right out of the right-wing handbook.
That's from the USA Today. That's not a right-wing rag. That's the USA Today.
Yeah, no, I guess they're all starting to bow before the dear leader. First, Jim and Cindy, incredible callers, and they nailed it completely. I am a proud Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat, and I will continue to say that because I want people to look up exactly who brought us out of this mess last time. I'm going to just sit back and watch who these people voted for. When everything goes to hell in a handbasket, I want to ask you a question. Can I call up and say we're living the Republican policies? And can I find 15 people that have died on Trump's watch and tell you to say their names daily? Because they're definitely going to be there. But I think we need to hold these people's feet to the fire. And it sounds to me, if they're talking about debt and deficit in the USA Today in that way, they better go back and look at Mr. Trump and the disaster that he left last time. Because there has only been one party that has actually caused for the debt and deficit to go up. Democrats actually invest and they get a return on investment. Republicans spend and they put it on.
So, Tom, the question is, Donald Trump and the Republicans have promised the people that they elected that they will make it better than it was under Joe Biden. And I say absolutely not, because to completely dismantle government as it's constituted today is a guaranteed, failure for the average everyday Joe. Government is not always the answer, but I'll tell you something, it's a better answer than having some rich person who knows nothing about the pains of the average everyday person in charge of dealing with the safety nets and those kind of things. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Calvin. It really comes down to a matter of values. The Dems are for, Americans' best interest, and the MAGA are for their own wealth and power. Granted, we're facing some really dark times down the road, but those things might be recoverable if democracy survives, and that's questionable. My major concern has to do with climate change and global warming, and I'd like to suggest that people connect with and support the strong environmental and planet advocates that are out there. There's a closing window in terms of climate change and what we can do to protect the planet. So Union of Concerned Scientists, locally, Citizen Action is good, Environmental Defense Fund, the NRDC. Learn about these organizations and let's support them, please.
Hey, Mary, let me say this to you before you go. I was talking with a Republican friend of mine yesterday about the climate and what Republicans are going to do. And his response was, well, the only people who believe in the urgency of the climate are Democrats. But when you have that kind of mentality, we may be doomed because they are now in charge of all those things. And so my Republican buddy who said that yesterday and was very serious about it, Mary, he represents a whole lot of people and And unfortunately, they are in charge now. Thank you for the call. Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what?
Morning. Yeah, it's going to be really bad over the next few years. I mean, I just thought Oklahoma was trying to, read the Bible or put
yes.
prayer in school in the public
school. Come on, so, man.
Really, you know, look at where they had their conference. You know, these people tell you who they are, right? They had their conservative action conference. It was in Hungary. Hungary's run by Viktor Orban. You know, it's a fascist government, or it's crony capitalism where, you know, you get special favors from the government. So I hope no one doubts that Elon Musk and the other ilk. I mean, look at Tesla stock since Trump got elected. Look at Bitcoin. A lot of these guys, they're there for the favors.
Absolutely.
The inside deal. But the thing that's scarier to me is what I would call the new axis of evil. You know, you got Russia and you got China. And I don't know if people have been paying attention or not, but since Trump has gotten elected, they've really ramped up their attacks on Ukraine. We just had people leave the embassy there because Kiev's just getting hammered now.
Well, Trump said he was going to fix it. He said he was going to fix it in one day.
Yeah, more like I'm going to give you a free pass. And the one that is really concerning is they had a ship leave Russia, a Chinese ship, stop in two areas over in Europe. And within the last few weeks, they've cut communication cables. So countries like Germany and Denmark, they just stopped the ship. And they did it with intention. They were hovering over it, and they're cutting communication lines. So we have to watch out. This guy might be a Manchurian candidate.
Hey, Robert.
In a normal country after go ahead.
No, you're a bright guy. You're a very bright guy. What makes people think that Donald Trump is going to change the economy? That he has the mental capacity and understanding, and especially with the people he put in place, to totally overhaul the economy of this nation, to improve the lives of the average people of this nation. What makes people believe that?
I don't know. It's going to be steal everything that's not kneeled down, deregulate everything, pollute, and take people's rights away. That's what's
coming.
4 years.
Yes. That's what's coming. Thank you very much for the call. Gary from Sussex, go ahead.
Hey, Earl, I got a question for you and your listeners.
I have a question. I have a question for you first. Okay. What makes people think that Donald Trump is going to change the realities that they're faced with? What makes people who voted for him believe that?
Well, I believe it. I believe.
Based on what? You can believe it. What processes are he going to use to make those changes?
Based on the fact that we got people in his cabinet or people appointed
who?
To cut JFK Jr. or RFK Jr. RFK Jr. He is going to cut $2 trillion from the budget.
RFK Jr. is not going to be in a position to cut anything from the budget. You know, the last time I checked, he's going to be in charge of, you know, health issues.
There's a lot of pork going on there. They're putting what, millions of dollars into testing transgender monkeys doing
Gary, millions of dollars. If we're talking trillions of dollars, do you know the difference between a million and a trillion?
Yes.
Okay. So then, why would you even if what you're saying is true, the people who are being impacted and face all the things that they face, they're not sitting back worried about a couple millions of dollars being spent to deal with monkeys.
Well, this is the thing. We're going to close the border so people like Lake and Riley is not going to be murdered anymore. They're going to get rid of 400,000 criminals.
Hey, Gary, is that going to create jobs for people who live in rural America? Is that going to bring back the jobs that Donald Trump and other lying Republicans said they were going to bring back?
Earl, do you want America to be safe and healthy and prosper?
America is safe and healthy. You pick out one situation. That's how he got elected. Because people like you, pick out one situation and hammer away at it over and over and over. The people and many of the people who voted for Donald Trump believe just what you believe. Never mind the statistics. And yet, that's not going to feed them, Gary. That's not going to make it any cheaper for them at the grocery store, the stuff that you're spewing.
Do you want Trump to succeed or do you want him to fail?
He's going to fail.
Do you want him to succeed?
Let me ask you this. Did you want Joe Biden to succeed? No. I don't want Donald Trump to succeed. Not the way he sees the society. I don't want Donald Trump to succeed where only wealthy people, are benefiting from our economy and the masses of the American people are sold out. No, I don't want to see him succeed in that fashion. Thank you for the call. Brian from Maguanago.
Hi, Earl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you. I just wanted to answer your question as far as why people voted for Trump. And I think I have a theory that I'm working on here. And that is, aside from the diehard MAGA that were going to vote for him no matter what, he could have said the moon is purple and they would have been like, awesome, let's vote for this guy. But there is, I think, a large number of people that the Democrats have completely disenfranchised and forgotten about. When you have the Speaker of the House at the time, Nancy Pelosi, who is making millions, her husband is making millions, and she doesn't want to even talk about not letting politicians trade on the stock market. I mean, there's no way they're trading with anything but.
Hey, Brian, do you really think that the majority of the people who voted for Donald Trump did it because Nancy Pelosi and her views on things? I think you're scapegoating Nancy Pelosi. I think for people to think now, because they got what they wanted. They voted for Donald Trump. What is Donald Trump going to do for them? That's the real question.
Well, you know, I only vote Pelosi because she was, for me, she's an example.
Hey, bro, I know, but Brian, what is Donald Trump going to do for those people who voted for him?
He's not going to help them. They don't know that. I'm not saying that they know any better. I'm not saying that they made the right choice or the choice in the right frame of mind. I'm just saying my theory is the Democrats helped push people to that side. I don't know why or how, because I voted for Kamala, even though I'm mad at Democrats, but I'm not.
So let me ask you, why are you mad at Democrats?
Because they just gave up on the working classes.
Okay, so let me, in what instance?
Earl, I got to go.
I know. I'm sure you do. Because you can't defend that. You can't defend that the Democrats gave up on the working class, so I'm voting for somebody who's given up on the whole society. Can't buy that. 855-752-4842. Our phone lines are open as always. You can join the conversation. We'll continue the conversation. Oh, yeah. And then the politrickster of the day on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into, like, pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Before we go back to the phone lines, the politrickster of the day, GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Why is he the politrickster of the day? Because he's leading the fight in Oklahoma to push public schools into allowing educators to teach the Bible in public schools. This stuff is really like Twilight Zone. Teaching the Bible in public schools. You know I'm a fossil. But man, this would have never even been thought of 30 years ago. If you wanted to teach the Bible, you would have to go to a parochial school. That's the way it was. So what changed? People like Mark Wayne Mullen, the politrickster of the day, who for heaven's sakes is as backwards as any person can possibly be. And he's a senator. It's part of the reason why we're in the trouble we're in now. Let's go to Beverly from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Beverly. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good to talk with you.
Thank you for listening.
You were talking earlier about why people vote for Trump, and I think there are probably as many different reasons as there are people. But one of the most interesting things I saw this week was some data that said that people who read the news voted +6 for Harris. People who do not read the news voted +19 for Trump.
Well, you know, I can't argue with facts, right? You know, if you're relying on somebody else to do the thinking for you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to wind up in trouble, Beverly. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, it is. And I think it's even worse than that. It's not that they're relying on other people to do the thinking for them. It's that they're not thinking at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, and because of that, all of us are going to have to suffer. Hey, Beverly, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I want to compliment you on your program this morning. You're asking the right question, and we have to continue to watch what Trump's doing and report it out and get people talking about it, because it looks like a you-know-what show coming. But, Earl, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Which is worse? A low-information voter, you could pick Gary, who we just talked to, who, you know, he may be a little bit over the edge on MAGA, not the average low-information voter, but, you know, belief is Robert Kennedy and things like that. But then you got the others, the people who do read the newspaper, who call themselves Republicans and can't stop pulling a Republican lever for voting, even when they have somebody like Trump, who they know is no good. Which one's worse?
That's above my pay grade, Jack. I wish I could explain it, but thank you very much for the call. CJ, you got the last of it.
Well, thanks, Earl, for taking my call. You had a couple callers say, one, I think, said it's going to go to hell in a handbasket. The other one's, it's going to be a world of hurt. But you obviously don't cover the news of the day because the world's already hurting. 10,000 North Korean troops are fighting with Ukraine.
Hey, CJ, do you think that's the reason people voted for Donald Trump? Because 10,000 North Korean troops are fighting for Ukraine, and Russia? And do you think that people really give a rip?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they do. That's why they voted for Trump. And you said we voted.
So what is Trump going to do to fix that? What is he going to do to fix that?
We voted for our wallet.
Hey, CJ, what is Donald Trump going to do about the 10,000 North Korean troops that are fighting on the side of Russia? What is he going to do to fix that?
Well, something different than Biden.
Like what?
He finally gives
no, like what, man?
And
like
he
what?
Escalates the war.
Like what? You what know? What can he do to fix that?
See, this is the Biden-Harris administration right now, Earl.
No, CJ. What is Donald Trump going to do to stop, and what could he have done to prevent North Korean soldiers from fighting on the side of Russia? What could he have done?
Stand happened.
Nothing.
He never would have let 13 soldiers die in an
accident. Hey, CJ, Donald Trump said once he gets in office, he's going to end the war in Russia and Ukraine. And not based on the photos that Vladimir Putin showed of the former first lady in the buff that makes me believe that he's going to be able to do any such thing. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate all of you. Thank you, Calvin, for the hard work you do. Thank you to the listening audience. Up next, Jane Madner and Greg Bach, Madner on the air. Hey, be careful. See you guys on tomorrow. She's you for me.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Madner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, all things sports with Paul Noonan, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Don't Miss It.
Madner on air, weekday mornings at 10. Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.